So I'll introduce the next speaker, Dr. He from China Agricultural University in collaboration with Texas A&M and Beijing Forestry University. So, at 10 minutes, I'll let you know that
I'm Dong Xianghe from China Agricultural University. I'd like to talk about my recent research about the responses of CO2 exchange pattern and fluorescence property in dendrobium officinal to salt stress and rewatering. In the horticulture, where even in the vegetables and the flowering plants, or most of the plants are to the C3 plants, and the few plants are C4 plants. And all the photosynthesis management system and the fluorescence instrument are developed for the C3 and C4 plants, not for CM plants in Europe. Few researchers take attention for some CM plants such as the ice plant and the pineapple. I'd like to talk about a very special medicine plant in dendrobium officinal. It's very special. It's not an ornamental plant in America for some cutting or just some pot plants. It's just for medicine. The dendrobium officinal is very late and endless plant in China. We always call to the plant gold, because this plant very expensive in China. It's maybe more expensive than the gold before and now, recent now. This plant is very good for the improve the human's eyesight and can wait once the waste more the very efficient available for the cardiovascular the disease. There is a very, very magic impact on the boost in damage for the diseases recently. So in China, 20 years ago, we started the artificial cultivation system for this plant. Maybe in the 10 years ago, the dendrobium industry will take a good infected just only for the medicine products of company. The dendrobium grower is always take the right incoming because this plant is very difficult to cultivation. From the tissue culture to the harvest, there is needed for over five years. Maybe the technique compare more than the orchid plants. So, however, in recent 10 years, this plant growing very rapidly. The industry coming from by the million in dollars marketing to the billions. Billions dollars market. So I take the attention for this plant for before the 10 years when I finished my PhD study in Japan and back to the China Agricultural University, because I'm engineering for the hardware and the software development for the environment control in the plant factory or the greenhouses. I went to take a very value added plant for the plant factory. So this plant I have chosen. However, through the 10 years research, the research result is not good for, because this is very different for compared to the C3 and the C4 plant. The photosynthesis pathway is very special. The stomata will close the opened the by night and by the daytime or days for the CO2 absorbed. So we cannot measure the accuracy by the maybe such as the LICO in photosynthesis regiment system. So yeah This is yes. So in my research, we have to measurement develop a new one for the photosynthesis measurement and fluorescence. We have to accuracy evolve the photosynthesis pathway and some the growing for the biomass growth. So this is very special. You know, the dendrobium officine is fasciculus CM plants. And this plant only shows the committance of the CM and the C3 photosynthesis pathway. This I will show you the data later. And this plant also how to switching the pathway and not the mechanism is not clear in this research. The influence of salt stress and rewatering on the CO2 exchange pattern and the chlorophyll fluorescence characters will be studied for this plant. And so also, I take attention another the light environment and another factor stress control, but I didn't showing here. I have published this paper in the Journal of the AIHSS this year. If you have the interesting for this plant, I'd like to report my recent this work. The plant were growing in the environment control with conditions we called as the plant factory under the artificial lighting. The PPF always controlled in the canopy level for the 160 micromole per square meter per second. And the artificial lighting using the fluorescent lamp, not LED. I also take another paper for the LEDs control in for this plant. And the light photo period and the dark period were same to the 12 hours per day. And always show lighting for the daytime. It's eight time to 20 PM 8 o'clock. And also the temperature will maintain very strongly for the 25 degree, and our humidity will maintain in the 65%. The CO2 also controlled. This is a very special CO2 measurement system. With the principle very same to the Lycos 6400, but the leaf chamber will be bigger. And also we can measure the CO2 exchange by a continually, always one day continually to measure the CO2 exchange. This is also a new one, the chlorophyll instrument, very different different compared to the PALM and the PEA. Because in the fluorescence measurement, we have to take a dark adoption before the measurement. However, CM plant are very different. The stomata movement always is open or the closed in the new not uniform. So in this instrument, we don't care the don't need to take the dark adjust. We can measure the fluorescence property in the light environment directly. This is the CO2 exchange patterns by the over the two weeks. In the beginning, we have the full the watering here and keep the no watering until the day 12. Then on the day 12, we rewatering here and continually the no watering here. So the not data. Okay, here the data shows the dark CO2 exchange percentage per daily CO2 exchange amounted. This data show in the day one to enter to the day 12, the percentage the dark CO2 exchange percentage will be decreased to the 30%. This will show a CM pathway here. And On the day 12, we have the rewarding the percentage of the dark CO2 exchange, increasing to the over the 50%. And also, later we keep the most less the dark CO2 absent here. This shows the exchange pattern, CO2 exchange pattern in the dental beam option will be by the CAM patterns to C3 patterns. Okay. Mm. Okay. This is the data show here and the same. And this show the water contents here. The in the day 12, salt stress will be different than the controlled treatment. This CO2 salt stress will be changed on the FVB FAM. The efficient light efficiency here very significantly different than the conventional control treatment. This is the data for the absorbed photons absorbed here. We can show the RC, the ABS, and the field minimum quantum yield have the different significantly different on the day 12. This is the OGIP fluorescence here. We can see the red line will be different here. This is just the now without the dark adaption here. We can see the light use efficiency for the PS photosynthesis photosystem 2 is have the more efficiency on the day 12. And also we can see the photosystem 1 is also the same adduction here. I didn't show the data but in the recent fluorescence instrument, we can just measure only for the photosystem 2, cannot measure the photosystem 1. But our instrument can measure the both photosystem 1 and 2. So at the conclusion, the CO2 exchange pattern with the committees of the CM and C3 in the dental beam office will change. We can through the stress, water stress, switching the C3 dominant pattern to the CM patterns, and also we can change it again to the CM dominant. And the salt stress can change the photosystem to the damage. And also, we can rebuck to C3 more efficiency, take the water or the photons. Okay, thank you.
We have some time for questions.
I notice on your diurnal photosynthetic curve, CO2 exchange curves,
Okay.
Very seldom was there any dark period respiration showing net CO2 efflux.
Yeah. Yes, you are see the no minus showing here. So the day and day and the night time always the take the CO2 continually. Yeah, but the percentage is not different, dependent on the stomata movement. You know, it's very special, dependent to environment factors. Yeah, it's very special data here. Mm.
You're expressing that those kinds of gas exchange data on you have a per square meter basis in there.
Yes.
We
developed a very new instrument to measure the. You can see the here, the plant through here to all the plant because the lycosystem can get just the very smaller photosynthesis and the biomass very little. For I. Plew the plant for the ore plant for the leaf timber here. So, and just the major leaf area for the ore plant and the major to the fluorescence rate here.
You did that after
after the rebuck to calculate. Thank you.